guys, and welcome back to Shout It Out. Today we're going to be doing packing tips. So things that you should know when you go on a trip. Hope you like it. This was a request from a person who asked me not to say their name, but again, you can send me a request if you want to hear something. So yeah. Okay guys, so the first packing tip is clothes. Oh my gosh. So last minute, I have to pack an entire suitcase. I'm leaving in 30 minutes. I don't know what to do. Well, what you're going to do is pick out clothes that you know you'll feel comfortable in. You should never feel that you aren't going to be fancy enough. Always pick out something extra that's a bit fancy, but make sure you're comfortable too. You always should be comfortable, and that's when you'll be less tense. So the next one is fold all your clothes into rolls. Don't fold them and lay them down. Fold them and roll them so you can have a better overview of everything. So roll them up instead of fold them. And you'll don't stack them, but put them sideways. If you have too many pieces of clothes, obviously start stacking. But it's better to put them in rows than stacking them. So next is shoes. Always bring a separate bag for shoes or separate luggage. Some luggage comes with like a little shoe bag. If you're going for far away, you guys make sure have somewhere that you're visiting maybe. If it's for work, obviously you're going to be maybe walking around a lot. So make sure to bring comfortable shoes. But definitely if you are there for a vacation, always make sure to bring like comfortable shoes so then you can walk around a lot and have fun. So yeah, last thing for this part is you want to always have a separate bag. Like, I don't know, it can be a grocery bag if you're only going somewhere. If you're going somewhere close, but if you might have a separate bag for this, but you guys should always bring a dirty clothes bag. You don't want your clothes, like if you spill something on your clothes and like you can't dry it off at that moment, you just need to change. You need to put your dirty clothes in a separate sheet, or a separate bag. So yeah, make sure you always put that. And bring a separate bag. It could be a grocery bag, a garbage bag. You might have a separate, like, totally fancy bag that you bring. But make sure you always have a separate bag for your dirty clothes. Now let's move on to makeup. If you're a woman or just toiletries. Okay. As I said before, toiletries. So, toiletries are very important to bring along with you. If you don't know what toiletries are, they include toothpaste, toothbrush, lotion, shampoo, conditioner, you get it, all that kind of stuff. If you're picky, maybe toilet paper, but I'm not picky like that. I just use the place. Or towels, maybe. Some people even bring bed sheets of their own if they're going far away or very long for a very long time. So, toiletries, always put your makeup. Women, always put your makeup in a separate bag. If it's stuff that you don't want to spill, and if it gets all over that pretty blouse you knew you wanted to wear for that really important meeting, you're out of luck. So always make sure you put it in a separate container, not just in that little fold on the top part of your luggage. You need to make sure you put it in a completely separate bag. Some women have makeup bags. Some of them have separate ones. Separate ones from their main ones. Some of them just throw everything in there that they think they need. Just put it in there. It's better to be safe than sorry. Anyway, toothpaste. You can always bring those little toothpaste things. You can get them from Target. Mostly get them from Target. Also, same thing with shampoo and conditioner. You can always get shampoo and conditioner, the little miniature bottles that are only about $1 each. From Target. I know Target sells them the most. So if you're listening to this, I don't know if some places have Target. I know mostly everywhere in America has them, but I don't know about other places. But yeah, so it's pretty great. Target is like got everything. So if you visit America, you don't know what a Target is. You might have some other place. Guys, you need to go to Target. But yeah, so I got off track. Yeah. So yeah, make sure I say yeah a lot. So make sure you pack everything you need. You can customize that list to what you need, but make sure you have it. Because it's better, you can even bring some extra stuff because it's better to be safe than sorry. Last but not least, something to do. If you're going on a train, a plane, a car, anything really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you want to do, make sure to bring something. Maybe if you're driving, you might bring a disc that you can put into the little CD player in your car. It might be a cool book that your child will read to you while you're riding. I don't know. It might be something really important to you, a special memento you can just touch whenever you feel like it. It might be your phone that you just want to listen to music on. It might be an app when you're on a plane that you like to play with that doesn't need data or service. It might be anything, really. It can be anything you want, and it's so customizable. Because, I mean, it doesn't matter what mine is or the girl sitting next to you on CA39. It doesn't matter because it's what you like. So, yeah. You can go ahead and customize it, and you guys can just do whatever you want. I mean, for that part. But, yeah. And you guys need to have a good day. Yes, you need to. But have a good day and make sure your day is spectacular. Do whatever you need to make it spectacular. Thanks for listening and tuning in this time, guys. Go ahead and shout this podcast out to your friends. And make sure to comment down or request down below or wherever your little comments bar is what you guys think I should do next.